Welcome back to the LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we continued on the series we've been calling My Story. And this Sunday, we were looking at this concept of sort of everyday faith. We heard a story, the testimony really of Mike and Jen Beidelman, and they did just a great job sharing their story of really learning to follow Jesus over the course, not of just days or months, but years and decades, a lifetime of just following Christ and seeing sort of what we call progressive sanctification, right? Increasingly becoming more and more like Christ, making not only the small decisions, but the big decisions through the lens of faith. And as we heard their story and thought about this idea of sort of everyday, you know, faith in Christ, we looked at a couple of Paul's letters in the closing chapters. And we were talking through, you know, he lists out, he does this in most of his letters at either the beginning or the end. He's always listing out other people's names and these brothers and sisters in Christ, you know, Paul and the brothers and sisters with me. And then at the end, he'll often close with greetings. Please greet this person, greet this person, greet this person in Christ, greet this person who's been my mother in Christ, and this person who's a faithful brother and sister. And we talked about, you know, for some of these folks, all we know of them is their name. Some of them, we don't even know their name, but we know that, you know, many of them followed Jesus over the long haul of life, in the sense that we know that the gospel moved forward not just because of the obedience of Paul, but the obedience of these what you might call everyday saints. The fact that I've said this before, we don't even know who planted the church at Antioch. Antioch was a church planting hub in the first century, and it's the Holy Spirit called Paul and Barnabas to be sent out from Antioch, and the believers there laid their hands on Paul and Barnabas and prayed for them and commissioned them out, and we have no idea who planted the church there. Just faithful brothers and sisters following Jesus every day, making decisions based on the gospel. One of the ladies I highlighted, her name was Phoebe. She was a deaconess of the church. And Paul says she's been the benefactor of many, including myself. This lady had been entrusted by the Lord with a lot of resources, then used those resources, that treasure, to basically bankroll, to financially support the ministry of the gospel, including the ministry of the gospel through the apostle Paul. And so you just see this wonderful tapestry of relationships, this family of faith, everybody doing their part, faithfully following Jesus, and the gospel moving forward on the obedience of everyday saints. And so, you know, we talked through each one of us doing our part, looking at our calendars and clearing out some space and margin for deeper relationships with one another, because we are called to be a family, using the gifts that God has given us, our personal ministry, and saying, Lord, where do you want to use me? It's not just pastors or missionaries who are a part of moving the gospel forward, but me, anyone who's trusted Jesus. You are God's son or daughter, and he has saved you to then send you back into the mission field. But then we closed with this, just a short story about, you know, how is it that you endure over the long haul of faith? How do we continue to follow Jesus faithfully over the course of not just, again, a few weeks or months or a couple of years, but decades, a lifetime? And, you know, we said, look, that requires the activity of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It requires community. People around us, brothers and sisters in Christ around us. It requires good habits of faith, spiritual disciplines of being in the Word and being in prayer and being with other believers, gathering with other believers, being in a small group and gathering on Sunday morning with other believers in Christ, those habits of faith. But also, I told this short story. This is something I heard from another pastor who I think said he heard it from someone else who heard it from someone else, but it's, I think, a great little story. It's about a grandfather and a grandson who are sitting on the porch one day, and they've got some hound dogs, and a rabbit runs by out in the country, right? Rabbit runs by, and the lead dog sees the rabbit, gets up, starts barking, takes off. All the other dogs get really excited and start barking. They take off, and the grandfather looks at the grandson and says, son, you know, in about 10 minutes, right, all those other dogs, except for the lead dog, are going to come back panting, right, excitement over, and they're going to sit back down. And sure enough, you know, a few minutes later, those dogs all come back and sit back down. The grandson looks at the grandfather and says, how did you know? And he says, I knew that they would all give up because only the lead dog actually saw the rabbit. The rest of the dogs were just excited because the lead dog was excited. And I said, it's really in some ways a metaphor for life and faith as far as following Jesus. Paul tells us in Philippians that he has counted everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus. That's what sustains him, knowing Jesus. He presses on toward the prize, for the prize of the upward call of Christ Jesus, because he knows Jesus. He knows, he's been known by Christ, that Jesus has claimed him as his own. He has seen Jesus and tasted and seen that the Lord is good. And that's what sustains you and me, is not just being excited about the things of God because other people are excited. You can't live on someone else's faith. You can't just be excited because, man, or you can be excited about, well, God seems to be doing a lot of things here at LifePoint, but if that's as far as it goes for you, that I'm excited because other people are excited, that's not going to sustain you in the long haul. That's not going to sustain you through, you know, Mike and Jen talked about some of the trials they've been through, the death of parents, and these, not just the high moments of life, but the low moments of life. What sustains you is a deep and loving, abiding relationship with Jesus Christ, because you've seen him, you know him, you believe in him and what he's done for you at the cross and his resurrection. And you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good. So I want to encourage you with that this morning. If you've seen the Lord, if you know that he's good, keep your eyes fixed on him, daily learning to depend on him and enjoy him more. And if you've never really, truly seen him, maybe God's speaking that to you right now. Right now is a great time to pray and say, Lord, today I want to see you and know you and begin a real relationship with you. Let me pray for you, and then I want to encourage you to take some time to pray for yourself. Father, we love you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you, Lord, that we can actually know you. Father, we can see you with the eyes of faith. God, help us to trust you and enjoy you more. Lord, help us to be faithful and to walk with you faithfully, not just in the high moments, but in the low moments too, knowing that even when we walk through the valley of the shadow, you are there, and your rod and your staff, they comfort us. God, you promise to be with us no matter what. Give us grace, faith, the endurance, Father, to follow you over the long haul, to learn to enjoy you increasingly more and more. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Take some time now to pray for yourself.